But it's not just about transforming ourselves. It is about transforming ourselves, and it's about transforming ourselves into enlightened beings. But there's a danger maybe of getting a little self-absorbed, in which case we won't get anywhere. So we also need to be aware that the practice of ethics, the practice of being aware of karma and karma vipaka, is an understanding of the fact that we have an effect on other beings. It's very much about the relationship between ourselves and others. If we act unskillfully, we don't just harm ourselves, we cause pain to others. And we need to be awake to that. We need to take in the reality of other beings. It can be very, very helpful to actually, it can be very painful, very salutary, to understand the effect we've had on someone else. Sometimes we need that. We need to hear how our actions have landed to actually really be motivated to change them in the future. So we have a responsibility. Again, we can't just fall back on inaction. We can't just think that, well, we're not doing anything terribly bad, so we'll just get by and not cause too much of a ripple in the world. Actually, there's a huge responsibility that goes with the understanding of karma and karma vipaka. We have an effect. We have an effect by our inaction as well. So there's this huge potential, and with potential comes responsibility. So we can just reflect on the responsibility that we have in terms of the effect we have on other beings. And we have an effect not only immediately on, just to make it even worse, we have an effect not just on the beings that we actually impact on immediately, but we have an effect on the world collectively. Bhante's talked about a kind of cloud of skillfulness or unskillfulness. And it's as though the Buddha's teaching of conditionality is so massive. When you start to look at it more deeply, you start to see how deeply conditioned we and all beings are, and how each of us condition and affect not only the causes of any experience, are so myriad that you start to see the net of the web of conditionality that is so all-embracing. So if we, again, this drop of skillful or unskillful in the scales that affects ourselves, it doesn't just affect ourselves, it's as though that does have a cumulative effect in the world, and we add to that in one way or the other. We can't just, it's not a weight that lands just on our shoulders. We're not going to be able to, just personally, as a fixed self, we're not going to be able to transform the world. But if we take responsibility for our part in the world, we are sharing in the Bodhisattva ideal, and we're sharing in that responsibility that we and others have an effect in the world. And the knock-on effect of our actions is just so much bigger than we sometimes realise. One act of, for example, one act of metta, it affects the next person. They're then feeling more positive, so their actions are more likely to be positive. When you think about it, the knock-on effect is enormous, the ripple effect is enormous. It's the model of a butterfly flapping its wings on one side of the world and you have a hurricane on the other. So we don't just affect ourselves and transform ourselves and affect others, both immediately and more broadly. We do affect the world, but however the world is, we also, if we choose to act skillfully or unskillfully, we also, strangely, miraculously, we affect our experience of the world. So however the world is, actually, we can completely transform our experience of the world. And we can see this in terms of, you know, sometimes when there's been a disagreement about something, it's quite extraordinary how you can come out of a, just had experience of this recently, you come out of a meeting and someone draws up the minutes and you read them and you think, that's not quite what I thought happened at the meeting, or worse still, no one writes any minutes and you all try and remember what happened at the meeting. And actually, you've all got a different memory. So our memory But our experience of events is very, very different. So we can't extrapolate. For example, if we experience something as painful, it means that we can't just rest in blaming the outside agent and just feel that, well, it's all happening out there and they should have been more skillful, because then that would have been nicer for us. That may be true, but we can't affect that. But what we can affect is our response. And we have a huge, going back to the very beginning of my talk, we have a huge repertoire of choices, of responses that we can make. And the fact that this is so gives us actually just huge freedom. So whatever our circumstances, we have enormous freedom. It may not be something that we can just do overnight, but over time we can create a very different world for ourselves. And we have some very dramatic accounts of this. There are accounts all the way through the Buddhist scriptures. Some of the most, there are striking modern accounts. For example, I always remember Nelson Mandela's biography, his autobiography, and his account of freedom at the end. So I'll just end with another quote. "The rain has stopped, the clouds have drifted away, and the weather is clear again. If your heart is pure, then all things in your world are pure. Abandon this fleeting world. Abandon yourself. Then the moon and flowers will guide you along the way." That's Ryokan.